This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll update the 2016 WHL playoffs and the chase for the Ed Chenault Cup. Some first-round series are over, while some just starting to heat up. WHL's top 50 players of all time list has reached the top 20. We'll take a look at three more players unveiled this week. And Victoria Royals forward Vladimir Bobolev is the WHL Player of the Week, and he'll be our guest. Well, heading into the weekend, just one second-round playoff matchup was set. The Everett Silvertips and Seattle Thunderbirds needed just the minimum four games to advance on. Silvertips sweeping Portland and Seattle doing the same to Prince George. Seattle and Everett will meet in round two after a battle right to the end to crown a U.S. Division champion in the regular season. Seattle will host game one next Friday night. Elsewhere, some great first-round series going on. In the East, it's been home ice disadvantage with Brandon and Edmonton. Through four games, the road team had won all four, evening up the series at two games apiece. In the West, division rivals Kelowna and Kamloops have been going at it. Earlier this week, the Blazers played Game 3 of the series out of Memorial Arena. It was last used by the team 24 years ago en route to the WHL title in 1992. The Blazers out of their main building, the Sandman Center, with the World Women's Hockey Championships in the city, and Team Canada taking over their dressing room. Kelowna would take the game at Memorial 1-0. Before the Blazers would respond the next night back in the Sandman Center with a 5-1 victory. Blazer head coach Don Hay on what was a wild week.
Memorial, I think we probably thought about it too much, and there was so much hype about it. Tell you a little story, we were sitting underneath in our dressing room before the game. People started stomping their feet, and everybody kind of looked around at each other. They go, whoa, what's going on? And that's the way we play. We played like we couldn't get any air, and we didn't play our game as well as we needed to. So obviously getting back in our own dressing room, it's kind of a cool little story. The Team Canada women gave us a little note on the board wishing us all the best, and some of the women wrote little notes to each individual player just thanking them for letting them use their stall, letting them use the dressing room. So I thought that was really cool of Team Canada, of the women. It was a really thoughtful thing. You know, our guys came in and they saw these little notes, and they really got excited about it. And, I thought that was kind of cool and kind of neat. And hopefully we'll get the same type of response when we get back here on Saturday.
The quest for the Ed Chenault Cup. This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition.
The WHL's top 50 players of all time list is now one of the top 20, and at number 20 this week, it's former Medicine Hat Tiger Trevor Linden. Linden spent two full seasons with the hometown Tigers between 1986 and 88. The Tigers captured two consecutive WHL championships, as well as back-to-back Memorial Cups in that span. During the 1987 WHL playoffs, Linden contributed 9 points as a rookie before potting two key goals in the Memorial Cup final. Drawing upon his experience from the previous year, 17-year-old Linden finished among the top 20 in WHL scoring with 110 points in 1987-88. WHL's Eastern Conference second All-Star team then notched 13 goals and 25 points in the postseason. And after a 7-point effort at the Memorial Cup, Linden was named the tournament All-Star. Linden was named to the tournament All-Star team as the Tigers repeated as national champions. Linden would step right into the Vancouver Canucks lineup as an 18-year-old and was named the captain of the club at only the age of 21. The 45-year-old returned to the Canucks organization after his playing career ended and is currently the president of hockey operations. At number 19, Dale Durkach of the Regina Pats, a scoring machine in his three full seasons with the Pats from 1981 to 85. He's the only player in WHL history to have three consecutive 60-goal campaigns. In 81-82, Durkach was named the WHL's Rookie of the Year. His impressive 142 points is second all-time for most points by a rookie in a season. The freshman then tallied 34 points in the WHL playoffs to guide the Pats to the WHL final. His best campaign was 1982-83, when the player they called the Rat notched 179 points in 67 games to claim the WHL's top scorer award and a spot on the WHL first All-Star team. As a 19-year-old, Dirk Hatch placed third in league scoring with 159 points and then recorded the league-best 53 points in the WHL playoffs to lead the Pats to the championship series. At the conclusion of his WHL career, Dirk Hatch had collected 491 points, ranking him fifth all-time in goals, seventh all-time in points. He also holds the Regina Pats records for most goals, assists, and points. A true playoff performer, Dirk Hatch sits alone atop the list for most career playoff assists and points. And at number 18, Bill Derlego with the Brandon Wheat Kings from 1974 to 78. Derlego topped the century mark in points during three of his four campaigns. In 1976-77, Derlego finished as the league's top scorer with 178 points. The sniper lit the lamp 96 times, which ranks second all-time for most goals in a season. The first-team All-Star also recorded the league-best 30 playoff points to lead Brandon to the league final. Wheat Kings would finish first in the regular season standings the second year in a row. In 1977-78, Derlego's line with Brian Propp and Ray Allison would lead the way offensively as they became the first team in WHL history to post three 70-goal scorers. In fact, Derlego had 89 goals in just 52 games to lead the league for a second season in goals, and that year became the fastest player in league history to score 50 goals. He did it in just 27 games. Over his regular season career, Derlego ranks third all-time with 234 goals and 16th all-time with 437 points.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
The Victoria Royals have claimed back-to-back WHL Player of the Week awards. Tyler Soy last week and Vladimir Bobolev the next, as he picked up six assists in a pair of wins over Spokane to begin the series. A voice of the Royals, Marlon Martins, caught up with the Russian forward.
Joining me is Player of the Week, Vladimir Bobolev. Congratulations on being named Player of the Week. What does it mean to you?
Thank you very much. It's mean like... we work hard, my line mates, and like it's good for us the result. I want to say thank you for Tyler Soy and Jack Walker, cause and Joe Hickets and Celebrian Ibrahimov. We play lots with this guy and like they helped me.
Well, how do you think your game has improved over the last couple months?
I don't know. I think I start to work harder than I work like in the start season. And we score like more goals, have a good plus minus. Mm-hmm. Like,
overall, your season compared to last year?
Yeah, of course it's like it's better. This season is a lot better than last season. Last season I didn't play much, and like see them. I always see them watching games.
Vladimir, how about the playoffs so far? The Spokane Chiefs, and it was your first playoffs. Was it what you expected?
Spokane is like pretty good team. They play hard, so hard, and like it's for me it was shock. And I play like first game in a playoff. It was pretty tough game and like lots of energy, lots of hits. Play harder than regular season.
You're a pretty big guy. Do you like a physical game?
Yeah, of course. I like physical game and like I like hit the guys and like when like guys hit to me, I love it. Mm-hmm.
What's the strength of your club now? What do you have to do to win?
I think we need to play our game, use our speed, like play hard too, and score goals.
Vladimir, thanks for doing this. Congratulations on being Player of the Week.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hey, and that's the show. I want to say thanks again to Marlon Martins in Victoria for his help. Next week, we'll have a preview of all the second round playoff matches. Hey, I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.